Introduction. Finding Lost Worlds. Stepping back in time. For most of us, time travel seems impossible. We are firmly anchored to the here and now, unable to venture back into the past or leap forwards to peer into the future, except in our imaginations. The dream of stepping back into an ancient world has to remain just that, a fantasy. But for a select group of people, time travel is their reality and part of their everyday business. To be clear, we're not referring to your police box, sonic screwdriver, flashing light, flux capacitor type of time lords. The time travelers we are talking about are much more modest than that. They are the scientists who dedicate their lives to the endless quest of understanding the deep history of our planet. These people spend their days hunting for places on Earth where a window can be opened into the prehistoric past, allowing us to travel back millions of years in search of real-life monsters. In search of the dinosaurs. In Utah, USA, scientists worked under makeshift shade at a dig site during the filming of Walking with Dinosaurs. In Alberta, Canada, a paleontologist expertly used a pickaxe to chip a specimen out from a rocky cliff. And in Utah, a member of the dig team used a soft paintbrush to clear away loose debris from a newly unearthed fossil. In this book, we want to give you a taste of what it's like to be one of those dinosaur-hunting explorers of past worlds. Paleontology is not an endeavor for the faint-hearted. To delve this far back in time requires grit and determination, trekking to locations that are some of the most beautiful on Earth, but also some of the most inhospitable. Once there, the work is anything but easy. It most often starts with the removal of tons of rock, digging day after day in the heat, dirt, and dust. This is time travel through hard labor, digging down into millions of years of dense geological history. And then, when these explorers come within touching distance of their target, all that brute force is replaced by a much more delicate process, the painstaking task of scraping away layer upon layer of ancient earth and soil until the prize hidden beneath can finally be revealed. It's at this moment that the most ancient of bones can once again see the light of day. Glimpsed for the first time by human eyes, they open a window directly into a lost world. To the untrained eye, it can be difficult to comprehend what it is that is actually lying in the ground. The fossilized shapes in the dirt often appear at first sight to be nothing more than rocks, but to the eye of a paleontologist, each bone is not only a clue to the anatomy of a lost creature, it also paints a picture of a long-forgotten world and a life story that is just waiting to be told. Age of the Dinosaurs. For most of Earth's history, its only life forms were single-celled organisms. Then, around 600 million years ago, multi-celled animals appeared and an incredible diversity of life evolved, including, for the 165 million years of the Mesozoic era, the dinosaurs. Triassic life, 252 to 201 million years ago. At the start of this period, life was recovering from the world's most devastating mass extinction, and conditions were harsh. More than 70% of the life on Earth had been wiped out, and it took about 10 million years for ecosystems to recover. During the period, the surviving reptile group spread widely over the supercontinent of Pangaea, and the first true dinosaurs appeared, about 230 million years ago. The Triassic ended with another mass extinction event, probably as a result of volcanic activity. More than 75% of animal life did not survive. Herrerasaurus, from 231 million years ago, is a bipedal hunter from Argentina, one of the earliest known dinosaurs. Coelophysis, from 212 million years ago, is a carnivorous theropod with slim, pointed jaws. Fossils have been found